Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It is January 3rd, 2024, also known as the week that I type in 2023 into every single one of my titles, just like I did this one. This is the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast, the show that happens when Jimmy lets me know on less than one day's notice that he will not be able to be here for the hump. This serves as a pretty good preview show for what we do when the list goes on. We usually do a good 10-minute Q&A over there, but then every week on FightfulSelect.com, I do a Q&A podcast. You get that usually every Friday. But if that ain't enough for you, every other Thursday, our friends Reg and Phil of Grapsody do the Ask Grapsody podcast as well. So you're getting plenty of Q&As, all that good stuff. But on this show, the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast, we answer your super chats. We answer your humper chats. So this is completely guided by you guys. I'm as here as long as you're chucking in the super chats, humper chats. It's a crazy week. From AEW World's End to the calendar turning over, free agent frenzy, AEW tonight. We'll talk about some of the rumors there. We've got WWE Raw Day 1 that was a slapper. You've got the New Year's Revolution SmackDown. You've got Wrestle Kingdom and even Kings of Coliseum over on MLW as well. And as I looked today, there were some interesting betting lines over at BetOnline AG, our great partner, for the MLW Kings of Coliseum show. A lot closer lines there than what we're seeing in some things, like Second Gear Crew, World Titan Federation. I'm all about that World Titan Federation, man. I love that. Love it. But let's get into your super chats. Let's get into your humper chats. We'll talk about BetOnline AG later on. Any update on MJF? Yes, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported this week that he is likely to take time off. I don't know if that would be immediately or if it would be like after this, but guy is hurt pretty bad. Needs some time off regardless. He's going to tell everybody that his contract is up. I don't believe that, but he's smart enough to not tell anybody what's going on with it. AEW pulled him from the roster. I saw a lot of people being like, why are they trying to convince us of this? Well, they have a television show to produce. That's why. You just want him to stop trying to work? Like, where does that stop, right? Where does that stop? Opinion on 22-year-old phenomenon, Obafemi. Promising to start. It's all about evolution and adapting, and WWE is starting to get a pretty good track record at the Performance Center. It took a while, but they're starting to develop a pretty good track record there. I think this is a pretty good way to involve him as well. I always make the jokes that people will only care about some wrestlers when they're not on TV. I can't tell you the number of Serena Deeb questions I got when she was gone. And she's one of my favorite performers. But since we reported that she's coming back or before she was gone, we got no Q&A questions about her. Like none. Same thing with him. When he was absent between May and October, we would get all kinds of questions. And before that, none. Since then, this is the first one. So I'm very pleased to see this follow-up. This Corey David put his money where his mouth was right here. But I like how it started off with him winning in like 3 minutes, then 4 minutes. And then last night, it was like a 9-10 minute match. I thought that was the right approach. BL says, hope you got some sleep after Monday's show. With Kevin Dunn seemingly not being well-liked, can you highlight any positives about his time during WWE? I mean, yes, he he objectively helped WWE in very formative years where he was going from being the WWF to the WWF and moving to cable and then and all that stuff. Like it was important for him to be a part of that because he saw the same vision that Vince McMahon saw. I'm going to try to track down the quotes that I got because I started to ask people about Kevin Dunn for a feature years ago, and we're going to release that. It'll be on Select soon, but I think that in the 80s and 90s, he was very important to have. I think in the 2000s, he was good to have. I think once the 2010s hit, I think he was well beyond where he needed, like he didn't need to be there anymore or needed to have somebody else there. I don't know why this person says SRS is working all foe you guys. I don't know. I don't work anybody. I don't stand to make money working anybody. We make money reporting things that most companies don't want us to have out there. That's it. And sometimes they do. Sometimes they do want it out there, but very rarely. Now, we've got Steven saying, how do I send a super chat from the UK? My iPhone won't let me. You can go to humperchats.com. That is our Streamlabs platform. Humperchats, HUMPERCHATS.com. Wendy Richter news. What an incredible, incredible line at the press conference that was for Toni Storm to call out Wendy Richter. She is killing it in our Women's Best on Promos Awards voting over at the Fightful Awards. You can vote now over at FightfulSelect.com as I crack open a cold one. And by that, I mean a Pepsi Zero. I'm feeling wild today. That is such a great line. And I know that RJ City has contributed pretty heavily to that character as well. And you can see it if you've ever seen like him do an interview, or not him do an interview, him do any content. You can see the sort of influence that he has on that. You've reported Deonna having talks with AEW. Has WWE had no talks or interest in her? What's the status on Julia? She just became a free agent a few days ago, but I believe there was probably a period where she could have talked to WWE. I'm not sure I haven't heard a lot from the WWE end of it. When I talk to people in WWE, they said, I'm sure there was contact made, but a lot of the conversations had been tabled anyway until after the new year. You know, they got the holiday tour and a lot of stuff like that. But when I asked about that, I was told that, you know, they never had any problems with her there. She does good work, looks like a star, all that good stuff. I had heard, and we reported this on FightfulSelect.com, that her preferred landing point was AEW. But, you know, a lot of people would prefer to land in AEW. There's a whole lot of people in wrestling that would love to. And I had just been told that she was effectively finished up with Impact Wrestling. It wouldn't surprise me to see her soon. That's a big one. And I had posted this on Twitter, like, if AEW lands her and Mercedes, if Thunder Rosa and Serena are back, if Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker can get back sooner than later, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. What an infusion into that division. Any truth to the speculation of WWE TNA partnership? I mean, obviously I'm looking into it, but a lot of people are doing this based on the Endeavor aspect of it and Impact or TNA calling their shows PLEs, and that Triple H says he's got a big announcement on Thursday. So, you know, interesting timing, certainly. But if they were buying TNA, would they really line up their own year-end preview show up with the look back of TNA? They wouldn't put it on an hour earlier? Come on. Nia Jax returned on September 11th. The Rock returned to SmackDown September 15th. Nia beats Becky Clean on Raw. Same night, Rock returns. Could Rock be pulling strings? No. No, not in that sense. I did like the picture that that Becky posted where she said that one of us was asking the other for advice on how to beat up his cousin. That's pretty cool. But no, Rock has nothing to do with Nia winning in that situation. Any news on Camille? She had a six-month option, FightfulSelect.com reported. She had a six-month option with NWA, and she let them know in October she wasn't going to take it. I mean, there's really no way around this. Charlotte used to be married to Camille's husband. Will that play a role? I don't know. I don't butt into shit like that, but it's something that you look at and you go, will that play a role? I don't know. I'd like to think that everybody's kind of mature enough to work together in that sense, because I don't know that Camille has ever had any issues with anybody, much less her. So she's going to go somewhere. If she's leaving NWA, she will end up in Impact, AEW, or WWE. What are your WWE and AEW 2024 predictions? Well, I did a full video with Denise about this, but I think that AEW is going to land a significant new rights increase deal. And I'll make a prediction. I don't think WWE is going to do the WBD thing. Any update on Kenny's health? I think that he wanted a little bit out of the limelight in that sense. If you followed our work, you know that unless those updates are kind of provided to us with personal health stuff, once we find out, you know, they're sidelined, they're sick or something like that, we kind of butt out. But diverticulitis is not a good thing. Not a good thing to be dealing with. Alan says, I know MJF has been working hurt for a while now. Has TK or anyone at AEW talked about his hiatus? Thank you, Sean, and all that you at Fightful do. Well, thank you, Mark or Alan. Alan Marks. I've heard from people that they don't expect him around over the next couple of months. And that's a bummer. Any contract extension news for WWE or AEW? We got the news that Cody had not re-signed as of that report that he had re-signed. The contract was offered in October. They were finalizing things. He is expected to re-sign. Subjective question, is the CM Punk static at the start of the level of Stone Cold glass breaking or The Rock's If You Smell? Yeah, I would say so at this point. I mean, you look at the reactions that he got for his return to wrestling and for his return to WWE. It's huge. It is huge. And also a great idea for whoever decided to add that element in. That was such a good thing. Like, I know the swerve theme song when they added the Who's House to it. Man, that really set it off. So, Van Twinblade, I appreciate your super chat. We are not going to talk about, you know, we're not going to talk about the speculation surrounding that specific situation. Glassdoor Gamer says Fish just posted about Cole or any fire there. Not that I've heard. And I asked. Were you surprised that Nia beat Becky clean on Monday? How do you expect them to be booked going into Rumble season? I was surprised. I thought that Becky would win, but then I thought that was Nia's best match. I know that she had a good win against Sasha. I know she had a good win against Ronda, but I thought that was her best match. And I think that it should be Rhea versus Nia at the Royal Rumble, and then Becky should win the Royal Rumble, because that's the way you get around both of those. And I think that's the right idea. I see a lot of you talking about one or two particular subjects, so we'll save those for a little bit. There's been a couple of small things, like Impact doing PLE and a Worlds Collide announcement. Any rumbling on a partnership or even WWE buying TNA? Will it be TKO buying TNA? WWE isn't just going to outright buy TNA now. I wonder the benefits. I mean, listen, if they got TNA, they would be negotiating a bunch of new contracts. And I mean, honestly, they'd have a bunch of contracts at a ridiculously low price. They would have to adjust dates on them and things like that. But we're talking hypothetically. When WWE bought up a bunch of libraries, they were doing it for the eventual network. And they were doing it for eventual documentaries and things like that. They license all that stuff out now. So I'm not sure that WWE would be in that acquisition mode personally. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active.
He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chi-Town Spurs said that the Athena Billy program, influenced how AEW has put more focus on the women's storylines. I think that's how ideally we would see our AEW women booked, right? Like that or the Collision a few weeks ago. I can tell you Athena's doing well in our Fightful Award voting as well. But I think the success of it and the fact that so many people were willing to go out of their way to watch that definitely didn't hurt. And those are two people that are on ROH TV. This isn't like even a Rampage level thing. More people watch Rampage than ROH. And so many people were invested and interested in that and were screaming that from the rooftops. And people that actually watched that show were excited about it. I think I don't think that necessarily changed how Tony viewed things. But it certainly couldn't hurt. Val Capone says, we'll be getting that sweet Fightful Steamboat shirt now that Steamboat Willie is a free agent. I sent it to Melissa to put on the shop, and let's see if she did it. Let's see. Nope, not yet. We do have a hump shirt, though. We do have a hump shirt. Damn. So hopefully soon. I want it up there. Do you know if WWE have opened negotiations with Becky, Seth, Drew, and Kevin? No, I don't. I would assume they have with Drew. I think that Becky and Seth are supposed to be soon. Kevin's still got a while on his deal. Can you see AJ getting Evil Ways as his theme? No. I couldn't. Sorry. Is there more parity between men and women's salaries in NXT? I feel they're given almost an equal amount of importance on TV. The salaries there are much closer than they are on a lot of the main roster related stuff. And I know that was an important part of these free agent deals this upcoming year for WWE, is because there are a lot of women who wanted to close that pay gap for sure. If you're looking to close a gap in your bank account, you stand a chance with BetOnline. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about BetOnline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of, All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Duke says, do you see Netflix putting their hat in the ring for WWE or AEW TV rights? So an interesting element of that Netflix OVW series is, as a result of that deal, I believe they had right of first refusal on OVW's TV rights, which to some might mean like, who cares? But they might do it to gauge interest in wrestling. I don't think they're going to put their hat in the ring for AEW or TV rights because their live platform is not that great. I mean, I don't watch Love is Blind, but I know what it is because of the mess that happened with their live aspect. I think that a place like Amazon could, because I mean, their NFL viewership went up significantly. And also, if you get people to subscribe to Amazon Prime, they're getting the free shipping and all that stuff. And then they're more likely to buy your own Amazon products in which Amazon produces themselves. Regards from Istanbul, Turkey. Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year to you. Has there been any news on if Rock is the plan to work Mania 40 or if he was hinting towards a different time in the future? And then we had had another very, very similar super chat as well. Just watch Monday stream. Imagine if Cody won at Mania, then we have Rock versus Roman and Cody versus Gunther for that title easily. And then we've got, what if we get Cody Roman night two, Stone Cold and Rock, Jimmy and Solo at Mania, Rock versus Roman at SummerSlam. I am not going to pretend to know what is going on with this. I'm not going to pretend to know anything. As this person asked me if this person is legit, I have not heard of that person or thing ever. No. The Rock showing up means one of three things, or one of four or five things. One, he's wrestling Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. It doesn't need the title, but that would mean that Roman Reigns would need to drop the title beforehand. Okay. There are ways to do that. It shouldn't be to Orton. It shouldn't be to anybody else. It should be to Cody. It should be to Cody, period. They could do it at SummerSlam. But a lot of people say, well, it's the biggest match, blah, blah, blah. It's the biggest match. Sure it is. It absolutely is. You can put biggest match ever on SummerSlam. You can do that. It's completely fine. Or The Rock is just talking out of his ass. And, you know, just like the Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie match, he ain't going to do it. Just like the Roman Reigns match in previous years, he ain't going to do it. Just like the Triple H match, he ain't going to do it. There is a possibility. The man just ain't going to do it. Like, we're going to sit here and talk like, just because he shows up and says this, it definitely means he's doing it? No, I don't believe that yet. I don't believe it until he's in the ring and is in his little underpants that he'll show up and do it. They were talking about him not being in wrestling shape last year. He was pretty exhausted immediately. Cody needs to finish the story. That needs to happen. CM Punk's finishing the story is main eventing WrestleMania. Does that mean he needs to do that this year? We'll see. I'll tell you one thing I wouldn't trust doing night one, Roman, night two, Roman. Man, I don't trust anybody to work two straight nights of WrestleMania and not get hurt. These guys give it all. Give it all at WrestleMania. There's an awful lot to consider here for sure. Any update on Mark Quinn? We need private party. He's been good to go for a while. If Sean Spears was originally going to be one of the Devil's crews, was one of the guys revealed originally not going to be part of it, maybe Strong originally wasn't supposed to be in on it. So I'll tell you what happened there. I was told that the original Devils that made the attack were the ones to be revealed. And that was it. The ones you saw revealed were under the masks. That's who it was. After we had reported that, they started to switch it up. Spears would appear under the mask. Preston Vance would appear under the mask. So they tried to switch it up to throw people off after that got reported. But Spears was never supposed to be that. Do you know if AEW does 4-year deals or is 3 and 5 typically the norm? Has this changed since June 2020? Asking for a friend. They do them of varying lengths. There are some that are 1 with an option, 2 with options, 3, 4, 5. It's a negotiation. Any news on Triple H's announcement? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that right now. If a TNA WWE partnership happens, would it have to be in the works prior to the name change, or does a long-term benefit TNA? Would it be welcomed by talent? Talent were pretty happy with the change to TNA based on what I understood. From everything that I heard, they were on board with it, liked it, wanted it, and it's romanticized now. So it's not necessarily an issue. I don't think that it was in talks as far back as then. If it were in talks. I'm not saying that's happened. Let's see here. Any clue when Bo will return? His promos are great. No, I think they're giving him his time. Any updates on Jade's debut? How would you book her heading to Mania? I would debut her at the Royal Rumble, have her have a strong showing, and then she does a backstage segment. And after she is eliminated, she says, or she does a digital exclusive. She goes, I've been getting ready. I'm going to keep getting ready. That way you don't expect her immediately. Let's see here. Man, a lot about Mercedes, Deonna, and Trinity. A whole lot. The Bep Jr. says, looking forward to Cora Gigi feud, which will be special. Triple H announcement tomorrow. RTW road to... I know you didn't mean to say sand and deliver. So many good things in 4 months. Listen, we used to call all the Saudi shows Sands of Time because that was the rumored name for it. Sand and deliver. Oh, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for sand and deliver. Unless that's an SGS bit that I don't know about. Alan Sale says, how do you keep a clear head in contentious online situations? Grateful for your integrity. Hope 2024 is splendiferous. Contentious online situations. Do you mean people talking shit to me? Well, again, I was raised to not take shit from anybody. But I've never met one of these people in person. I've never had anybody that's ever said anything mean to me say something like that in person. I had one person like yell from across the room, Sean Ross Sapp's a mark. Okay, that's him trying to pop himself and whatever dork he's with. But like, I've never had anybody come up and be like, you AEW shill. Because I think usually they realize it sounds pretty stupid when you say it out loud. Any news on the future of Fight Forever? Uke's relationship, future scans, plans. Love the show and look forward to the Dynamite post show. They plan to support it for a while. I know Saraya got scanned for it. The Tony Storm scan for it. I know they're releasing the Tony Storm character this week. It could not have been that much work to just update the character. Or just don't release it. Release somebody else. Because it's an outdated gimmick. There's no point. No point. But yeah, they're going to continue to support it. But they have left things open to release another game in the future. Which is what we reported. Josh says, just got here. Sorry if this has been asked already. Do you think there's any chance Triple H announces, if not a buyout with TNA, at least a collab? Go Browns. I think there's a possibility, but I'm not expecting it. It could happen. I don't know what the announcement is. Let me make that clear. Don't know what the announcement is. Haven't heard a thing about TNA and WWE as of right now, 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday. I'll keep asking, though. Is it still a formality that Cody signs, or did The Rock's return Monday change that? I would be shocked if The Rock's return Monday changed that. I would be very, very, very shocked. Any word on AEW's plans for Eddie's new Triple Crown? There's been a lot of confusion on how it would be defended. If it's defended separately, I'm like, man, not as important. You know what I mean? But New Japan is always going to have a say over their title. always going to have a say over their title. And you're going to have a say over your virtual location, thanks to NordVPN.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Ideally, Cody beats Roman at Mania, then The Rock comes out and takes the lay from Roman. This is one of the best ideas I have seen yet. This right here, if you don't do it at Mania and you do Cody versus Roman at Mania, The Rock can be there. But then after Cody celebrates, Cody wins, you cut back to the ring. Because listen, the focus will have to be on multiple people for this match. You know how Hogan always says, everybody was watching me leave the ring. They weren't watching the Warrior win the title. Well, that was horse shit. People were excited the Warrior won the title. But you're getting the full Cody celebration. Cody's laid out. All that stuff. But The Rock is at ringside. Roman is recovering because there will have to be a focus on Roman after this match because he has been the champion. Oh. And then Rock just takes it from him. I love that idea. Then you set it up for next year or there you go. Mellow J, say what source, by the way. Because that is a very abrupt and saying one source on Twitter said Mercedes is not AEW HYF. I don't know what HYF means. I do not know. I don't have a clue what HYF means. What were WWE's thoughts on Dempsey's AEW or All Japan match? I don't know yet. They were excited to send him over there, though. Triple H and Shawn Michaels were excited to send him over. If we end up getting my theory of months of Rock costing Reigns, then Mania Rock and Reigns, Cody Orton for the belt, I'm going to have a good time bragging, I'm sure. Apologies, guys. I got a rough cough. Do you see Trinity, Julia, and Camille going to WWE? I see Trinity and Julia going. I don't know about Camille as of yet. And I don't know. I think it's possible that AEW or WWE and TNA do something likely, but not guaranteed. Enjoyed talking with you in the Overbooked stream last week. You made Bo's day and mine too. Well, I'm glad I could. It was great to see you. Let's talk about the stuff that everybody is super chatting about right now. I milked it for as long as I could. Bridget Hewlett. First off, I want to personally thank Bridget. Bridget not only sends super chats, she sends them so generously, and I really appreciate you. Do I think there will be? Now, I want to say, I don't know this 100%. Yes, I do. And then Kev says, do you think Mercedes shows up tonight? And do you think Deonna Purrazzo is going to AEW? I do think Deonna Purrazzo is going to AEW. I don't think Mercedes is tonight. And I want to make this clear. I, at no point, reported Mercedes was going to AEW tonight, said that she was in talks and that those in the industry, in AEW, in WWE, in Impact, in New Japan, expect her to land there. If Mercedes and Deonna sign with AEW, who do you want to see them feud with? Deonna with Britt or teaming with Britt, Mercedes immediately in a top title picture, immediately. Percentage chance that Mercedes shows up in AEW tonight? 25%. I gave Punk 25% to show up at Survivor Series. There you go. I want the most reckless speculation you can come up with today. Deonna tonight. And maybe Mercedes, you know, within the next month or so. Reckless speculation. They said Mercedes is not backstage. Give us answer. I don't have an answer. I don't know if she's backstage or not. I don't know if she would work into the program tonight. I wouldn't doubt that it's been discussed about it. But again, listen, this is why I say over and over again, until the ink dries, I don't believe it. I'll report what industry sources tell me because my opinion don't mean shit. Don't mean shit. And also, Dupless the Ghost, you're ridiculous. I don't work my audience, Dupless the Ghost, period. I don't get paid by WWE or AEW or any other wrestling company. I don't work anybody. It ain't my thing. I don't care about their little works and storylines. That ain't my business. Percentage Mercedes shows up tonight, Triple H announcement. I'm going to say 25 still. AEW back at Daly's Place next week with a big debut. I feel like that should have something, right? Like that Daly's Place thing should have somebody. No likelihood she returns to WWE when it's around her birthday. What does her birthday have to do with anything? What does her birthday have to do with anything? Let me explain as best as I can. As Broadway Joe says, do you see Mercedes being full-time? It was implied she would work per date. I need her locked down for at least 3 years. I don't know. I don't have any insight on that aspect of it. I know that, and then I'll share what I know and the opinions. And I'll get to these super chats as a result. Mercedes to AEW, do you have any updates? Was Deonna ever in talks with WWE? There was contact with WWE. I don't know if they had extended talks. If Mercedes shows up tonight on AEW, do you expect Andrade to show up on SmackDown this week? I don't know about this week, but I personally expect Andrade on the Blue Brand. Besides Trinity, have you heard of WWE are aggressive in pursuing other free agents in the market? They've been aggressive in inquiring about free agents. So they've been asking around about a lot of them, for sure. Deonna feuds with the returning Deeb in a game of one-upsmanship to see who's the best technical wrestler. Guys, I don't know. How awkward do you need me to... Why do I got to awkwardly say this stuff, guys? Deonna Purrazzo used to date Serena Deeb's boyfriend. What? Why do I got to say this out loud? Come on. I don't know if they you know, if that's going to be exactly the first thing that they go, here, Deonna, like that. Come on now. I would love the match. Two of my favorite in-ring performers, but I look at it and I go, do they really want to do that right out of the gate? Do they really want to just say, hey, Deonna, welcome here. Here's somebody that you might end up having some issues with, or maybe you have in the past. I don't know. I've never asked. Come on, guys. Johnny says, hey, Sean, love Fightful. Is that an earthquake figure in front of your YouTube play plaque? It is. It is an earthquake plush that I got from Toy Vomit here in Lexington, Kentucky. And I did a figure haul video on it on Fightful Select last week. Sean Kidd said, in my defense, I did not realize that. It's okay. A lot of people don't. but, you know. Man. Did you watch any of the NXT breakout tourney faves? I watched the majority of it. I binge watch a lot of NXT because I have Tuesday nights off. But yeah, I'll let you know once I get it all watched. Who do you think is more likely debut tonight? Deonna, Mercedes, both, or neither? More likely? I'd say Deonna. Because I think they would want to spread them out, right? You want to make your show seem must-watch, so you have one week, one another time. And again, I have never reported that Mercedes was going to come tonight. I don't know. And if she did, she wouldn't be walking around backstage. Were the Bucks plan to be out right now? Were they supposed to show in connection with Golden Jet, Starks, and Bill? You know, I don't think I have an answer to that, but I know that they were factored into some plans in like at least by February, but I don't know if that means they were supposed to be here. Cody should lure Rock to the NXT parking lot. His own daughter would attack him. If Mercedes was going to show up tonight, she wouldn't be at the venue till right before she goes out, like they've done with most surprises. Exactly. She would walk right through there right before. With Deonna, I don't know how they would handle that specifically. It wouldn't surprise me to find out she's just strolling around. But I personally expect Deonna to go to AEW. I know that was her preferred landing point. I personally expect, and industry sources expect, Trinity to go to WWE or appear in WWE. They want her. And as of this past weekend, the industry sources also expected Mercedes as well. Have you heard anything about Triple H's announcement? No, I've mentioned that a few times. If Deonna debuts tonight, do you think Britt Baker also comes back tonight? I don't know. She's been sidelined a while, but I would imagine they're going to work together. If you want to establish women's tag team titles, there's your two right there. Britt and Deonna as a team. Hell yeah, brother. Any news on Ziggler? He is booked for a bunch of conventions right now. I haven't heard of a lot of individual wrestling bookings, which makes me go, what's going on here? But he's booked for a bunch of conventions. How did you win the Wrestling Football Fantasy League? So I'm quite proud of this, goddammit. I barely liked football. Like, I casually watched it before Andy Dalton and AJ Green got drafted. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to overcome this Carson Palmer heartbreak, and I'm going to give this Bengals team a chance. And I fell in love with football. Didn't know anything about it. You could argue that I still don't. Have a nice vanity page at Common Bengals W. But I got invited into a fantasy football league called the Twitter Crew with some of my friends from, I believe it was like Lords of Pain back then. It's Wrestling Headlines now. Won that league my first year. Very proud of that. Got invited into one called the Canyon Cup, which is a bunch of Chris Canyon's former friends. I never met Chris Canyon, but made a lot of great connections there. There's people in WWE and UFC. There's comedians, actors, and then a wrestling media guy. I won that one. Won that championship 2 years ago. We did 1 year of the Fightful Select Fantasy Football League, and then we grew so much that I was like, we can't do this. I won that league. And then this past year, there was a wrestling media fantasy football league established, and I won it this year. So that's, I feel pretty proud that I've been in four leagues, won four titles. And listen, I see a lot of people that say, because I was in an 18-team league, and a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's too much. I disagree. Give me a 32-team league. A 32-team league. That's what I want. I want it as busy as possible. Alex Gracia on ROH Thursday, would they sign her? Yeah, I think they would sign her, at least to a per-date type of thing. I saw Dax tweet about a lack of respect for Malakai in tag action. Is there a feeling in AEW that more could be done for the tag division? I miss it. I think that they really need to establish or reestablish that the tag team division is not a step back. When they first started AEW, it was Young Bucks, and then later on FTR, and it was Omega and Hangman. It's like going to the tag team division was not a step back from the world title picture. It was a step to the side. And I think they should do that. Britt and Deonna is my dream tag team. Hopefully the first AEW tag champs that they ever created. So, Chris, here's one thing that I've mentioned. And I wish they would have done this before establishing ROH Women's TV title. I wish what they would do, since they own ROH, is establish World Women's TV title and World Women's Tag Team Championships. That way, if you need these women or anybody, I would love it if it was the international title or the world TNT title or the world whatever title, the world TBS title, as opposed to the AEW. That way they can go in and out of ROH, AEW as they need. I would love that. Do you think Trinity returning to WWE would make Mercedes rethink going to AEW since her and Trinity are best friends? I'm pretty sure that those two kept in touch and talked to each other about their processes all the way through. So I don't think there would be any surprise to either one of them. But WWE's claim, which I've since talked to WWE officials about, and they said, yeah, talks didn't go well. She wanted too much. And people close to Mercedes said, well, they lowballed us. And that's how all negotiations happen. Let me make that clear before somebody aggregates that. Any negotiation that doesn't happen, one person thinks that somebody asked for too much. The other person thinks they got lowballed. Camille Landing thoughts. I think Impact would be a good spot for her. Julia to WWE? Yeah, I think so eventually. Still hoping Deonna re-signs with TNA. That ain't happening. There's no bad blood, but I was just told that wasn't happening. Any update on Alexander Hammerstone or Camille hoping they go to TNA? I would love to see Hammerstone in TNA as well. I'd love to see Hammerstone anywhere. And then eventually, if you ever bring in Hammerstone, bringing in Richard Holiday is a good idea as well. Really, really well. Really good idea. But listen, if you want your penis to become a Hammerstone, check out Blue Chew.
Is your sex life stuck in developmental? Well, get ready for a call-up with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but how about this? No awkward in-person visits, no trips to the pharmacy. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package. But let me tell you, your package is not going to be discreet when you use Blue Chew. And the code FIGHTFUL helps give you that confidence, that performance to take you straight to the main event, if you know what I'm saying. When approved online by one of our physicians, it just arrives straight to your door. You're not going to have people nosing around with what you're doing. And right now, you get your first shipment free when you use the code FIGHTFUL. Go straight to the top, if you know what I mean. Memorable performance. High spot, you know, whatever other innuendos you can think of, BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. And right after this show, we are heading over to FightfulSelect.com for The List Goes On. I really appreciate you guys always showing out for these because I do a Q&A every week on FightfulSelect.com. I do The List Goes On every week as well, but you guys still show up here and send us a lot of great super chats and humper chats. And I just want to say we've got the awards voting for the Fightful Awards right now. We are also accepting sponsors for the Fightful Awards. So if there's a specific award that you want to sponsor, reach out to me on Twitter. If not me, you can reach out to the Fightful Twitter account on the DMs or Kate, or you can drop us a message on Fightful Select. It's $100 per ad read. You will get an ad read. You will also get a reply under the award announcement on our Twitter. You will also get it in the description of that show as well. And that helps us afford the cost of these awards because I don't know if you all saw them last year. They're hefty awards. And that's something that I wanted specifically. I mean, there they are right back there. Look at that beauty. Look at that. But I wanted to show the talent and our audience that the sacrifices that these wrestlers make, and when they stand out, it means something to us. Any reason AEW is not signing Trinity? I remember her front row at ROH last year during the Athena match. Did they not talk that night? You know what? I'm going to ask if they talked that night. That's a really, really good question. I don't know if they talked that night, but I've just never heard any real rumors about them. Any news on Lance and Juice or Robbie X talking with TNA after they posted about wanting to be a part of TNA? When you say Juice, do you mean Juice Robinson? He signed to AEW. Like, what did I miss something? I haven't heard anything about those conversations. How fun was that Raw post show this past Monday? Like, listen, I know it was late and I didn't get much sleep this weekend for obvious reasons of the conversations that were going on and the work, but I love this shit, man. Like, I'll say this, like, as tough as dealing with some of the online stuff and discourse can be, I'll take a bad day of wrestling over a good day of anything else any day of the week. I love talking wrestling. I love talking wrestling news and the business of wrestling and how and why things happen. I love to learn that. And then when I learn things, I love to share it with you guys because learning is the coolest shit. Man, we still got a bunch of super chats. Didn't Rock debut at Survivor Series? Do it there. I've heard worse ideas. I love all the free agent talk is about women. Man, I'm telling you, I had posted a story on Christmas that I delayed by months and months and months. At the beginning of 2023, I was going to report a story on Select that was basically 2024 is going to be even crazier than 2022 was. I didn't think all this stuff in 2023 would happen. 2022 was actually, you know what? 2021 was the biggest year in Fightful. The Punk return, all that stuff. 2022 happened, and it's like, oh, well, there's Cody, and there's all this stuff going on. The Vince stuff is going on. Then 2023 happened, and it's just even crazier. 2024, the biggest contract year in wrestling history, bigger than 96, bigger than 01. I would say probably bigger than 2019, 2018 when AEW was forming as well. The biggest. What trades would you make that benefit AEW and WWE? Ooh. So I'm going to look at the WWE roster and the AEW roster. I know one that I would make immediately. I would trade the entire House of Black. If I were AEW, WWE, and you could do trades, trade the House of Black. Malachi, Buddy, there's always rumors they want to go back. And Julia would fit in really good in WWE. Brody King, they would love him there. And add in Miro and CJ, who, again, I love. But try to negotiate a big deal, a multi-person deal for, like, Becky and Seth. Because AEW needs fewer talent, bigger stars. WWE right now needs more depth, I think, especially in the mid-card. What are some changes you want to see at New Japan under President Tanahashi? Less titles, consolidated titles. I want to see, again, less titles, more consolidated titles, and streamline the history of your title belts because I think they've really messed it up. I've noticed more negative comments under, I don't know if this is Wrestle Ops or Wrestling Observer. Do you have a reflection on current IWC, worse, better than previous years? I mean, it's annoying enough to where I've considered just interacting on Select as opposed to regular social media and stuff like that. Like, there are just a lot of people that are mean to be mean. Like, you'll see some people say, Sean bullies people. I'm only mean to people that are mean to me, period. I just don't get why people want to show up and be horrible to each other. What's the point, man? Wrestling is crazy. Love that you got Deonna and Mercedes going to AEW, Naomi and Andrade going to WWE. It's great for both companies, and we as fans win. Yes. I beg of you, if you are a Fightful viewer, a Fightful reader, a subscriber, supporter, don't be one of those weird people that, like, just gives people crap for improving their lives, their careers. This is healthy. You want this. You don't want people talent hoarding. You don't want that. You want to see these people have options. You want that. That's healthy. It's very healthy. Can tonight see a women's relaunch? Almost with Deonna, Britt, Mercedes all appearing. Would be a callback to Mercedes WWE debut too. I'd be surprised if all of those people debuted. And Kev's asking any new free agency news for WWE or AEW. Do you predict Mercedes showing up tonight? Do you think Deonna, in your opinion? I think Deonna's headed to AEW. That's what I think. I don't know. She hasn't told me anything. Nobody in AEW has told me she's going there. But everybody in the industry knows that they have talked. Everybody in the industry knew that that was her preferred landing point. And that was the place she wanted to go for whatever reason. I don't know what that reason is. But it was common knowledge based on those that I spoke to. Mercedes, it's a little more difficult, right? Because there was a plan in August for her to go to AEW in some capacity. By the beginning of December, I was told that plan was no longer in effect. By mid-December, I had been told, you know, there's some chatter she could be headed back to WWE. Well, then this past Friday, WWE sources outright said to me after I posted that comment under the day one champion thing, they're like, oh, well, we did have talks. They were very friendly, but they're no longer ongoing. That led to me finding out that talks had reopened with AEW, and not only had talks reopened, she was expected to go there. Just because she's expected to go there doesn't mean 100% anybody's going there, because that's the nature of rumors. And people will say, you don't see this in real sports. The absolute fuck you don't. I follow every sport, and you absolutely hear this, and you hear far more vague things than what we're reporting. But until the ink dries, you never know. Where do you think MJF will land? AEW. God, I almost screwed up there. He's staying in AEW. How likely is it that Drew stays in WWE? Drew's an interesting one because I don't have any insight on his contract right now. But he is not only proven that he can do it outside of WWE, he is the example that WWE give to other people. I think it's pretty likely. But also, I think that if he went elsewhere, he could do very, very well. Any realistic chance that WWE signs Okada? Of course, there's a realistic chance. Is it the likely chance? I'm not sure of that right now. But I think it's quite possible. Quite possible. How can anyone rate Mercedes less than Charlotte? It's personal opinion, subjective entertainment. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We are almost finished up here. Will this WWE AEJ or All Japan partnership be a continuous thing? Will we see more of this? I think basically what they'll do is ask Charlie Dempsey how it worked out. And if he reports back that everything went well, then you're likely to see some more of that in the future. All I want for my birthday is a sirloin beef match, two women's matches on Dynamite, and a huge debut would be nice. Is it your birthday, Meat Normus? Happy birthday to Meat Normus. Just one of the most wonderful guys that we have here. Says, I'll take it. I'll take two out of three. Your thoughts. I always wondered how much WWE would let Brody do with his band. I thought, okay, I don't want to go out there and say something that isn't true. I thought that they... okay, yeah, obviously I don't listen to his band. Nothing wrong with, nothing against it. Thought like they took a hiatus or something like that, or maybe I just read things wrong. But yeah, I mean, he'd have to prioritize WWE. Hey, Sean, thank you for all you do. This is what I need after struggling with anxiety. What wrestling match from Wrestle Kingdom are you most looking forward to? Okay, so obviously the Ospreay, Moxley, Finley one was an interesting one because they're trying to get Finley on that level. However, as of right now, I'm looking up and down the card. Okada Danielson, I love that match. I always love the Rambo, despite how ridiculous it is. Let's see here. Yeah, I think it's going to be Ospreay, Moxley, Finley is the one I'm looking forward to the most. Yeah. Oh, man. It's weird. I'm not going to be up like at as that happens live tonight. My first time in a long time. We've got a great staff of people covering that, though. But, yeah. I mean, listen, I'm just as excited for Siri and Iwatani as any of those matches, to be honest with you, because Fury is one of my favorite workers of all time. Can you see WWE doing something with Stardom in 2024? I think that there could be talks, but I don't think they'll do anything with them this year. No, I don't. We got KE775 says, I know you and Denise had a debate on the Raw post show about Roman Rock Cody about 40 hours later. How would you book this storyline? Oh, God. Why? KE775. Why? And he says, Ryan says, chance of this happening at Elimination Chamber, follow with Cody Roman at Mania. Feel like it would make Cody win even more with Roman coming off of defeating Rock. Oh, man. Listen. And New Lack City says a lot of people want Cody to finish the story at Mania. The ugly truth is, as soon as Rock and Roman share a ring together in a promo, people will immediately want that at Mania. Cody can wait, in my opinion. No, Cody can't wait. That's the point. Not only can Cody not wait, this title reign with Roman Reigns can't wait. He hasn't needed that title since Mania of last year. Nothing he's done required the title then. So nothing he's doing forward is going to require the title. Just been racking up the days. I would probably book it in a way where Cody wins the title at Mania, Roman takes the lay, and either that builds up to another match, whether it be SummerSlam, Mania next year, or something like that. By the way, guys, please leave a thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate it. Chris says, do you see Roman leaving WWE? No. He's got a long-term contract. Throwback. Happy New Year, my friend. Hope all is well. With NXT getting ready for the Dusty Cup, do you see Stratton and Henley winning the Women's Dusty Cup? Do you see any main roster talent being interested in being part of it? Do a good deed and pay it forward. And any traction to Fallon and Mickey teaming up? So, I think that would be very cool. I think it'd be a great way to reintroduce Mickie James as well. Put her back in there in the Dusty Classic. She's got history there as well. I think that you should probably put Isla and Alba in it, because what the hell else are they doing right now? I feel like Mickie and somebody else winning it would be a really great call. I think that would be a good approach. Joseph says, Monet against Tony would be fire. Tony's a fake star gimmick versus the women with arguably the most star power in wrestling. I also think that would be very good. I like that one. Nicholas says, when Becky and Sasha put ink to new contracts, who do you think is believed to be the highest paid female wrestler? Becky. Nothing against Mercedes, but I think it's going to be Becky. TT56 Week says, Sean, do you think companies outside of WWE sharing talent tends to water down their brands in the long run? WWE seems to be recognized as the big league with an exclusive roster. Well, because WWE is the big league, I think that's why they have an exclusive roster, because they don't need to share talent. It doesn't make financial sense for them or business sense for them. And whenever they do, if they ever said, hey, we want to run an AEW WWE super show, well, guess what? Three straight nights of stadium shows would sell out. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Three straight nights would sell out. Every night, it'd be the highest grossing show in American history for wrestling. It's because they're the big show is why they don't share talent as much, because they don't have to. By the way, guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. It really, really helps us. It helps the algorithm, all that good stuff. And if you want to help us out in another way, please leave a nice review, a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff. With Charlotte injured, what do you think Mania plans will be for Bianca, assuming it's Bayley versus Io? Well, I think a lot of it depends on if Dakota's healthy and what they want to do there. Will Bianca lead a team against Damage Control? Will somebody else have the title at that point? Bayley versus Io makes an awful lot of sense. But I could also see Bayley, Bianca, and somebody else against Damage Control. hate the term big league when the other company pays just as much. AAA ball doesn't pay MLB salary. Listen, nearly as much, yes. As much, not in all cases. But in many cases, yes. It's more about ratings, viewership, all that stuff, ticket sales, and the like. I'm not calling anybody the minor leagues. Brandon Joseph says, the one-year anniversary of Jay Briscoe's death is 2 weeks and falls on a Wednesday. Does AEW have any special plans? I haven't heard of any, but I would be shocked if they don't do something. I would be very, very shocked. Well, guys, I am headed over to FightfulSelect.com. We got a lot to talk about over there as well. Whatever really you guys want to talk about. I like to bullshit over there. I like to BS over there. Nicholas squeezes one in, says, if you had to predict a percentage TNA and WWE would work together, what would you say it would be? If not that announcement, what do you expect to be announced? I don't know. Maybe like a Mania or a Survivor Series or SummerSlam location. Maybe. It's hard for me to think they would do a draft. I think they'll do a draft personally. Probably whenever they switch the shows over, like whenever USA takes over SmackDown. I'll put it at 20-25%. Anything's possible in wrestling. Guys, thank you all so much. We're heading over to FightfulSelect.com. We're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.